Marigold and the Wave. Earl was on his way down to the Riverfront Park when he decided he would stop in and see the master mechanic. He knocked on the door and went in, and he could hear him in the back, but in the front, working on a small device, was Marigold. "Marigold," said Earl, "are you going to the River Festival?" "It's starting soon. It's a beautiful day, and I'm going." Marigold looked up and smiled at Earl and said, "Yes, Earl, I'm going, and I'd like to go with you. I've got this earpiece that I've been working on, and I'm almost done. I think you'll like it."
"What is it?" said Earl.
She said, "I was thinking about the story you told me about the bear in your garage and how you communicated by tapping. I thought I could create a device that would translate what the animals said in their voice into what you could hear. That way, if you had one of these in your ear, the growling of the bear might have told you his answers versus his tapping." Earl walked over and looked at the small earpiece, and the electronics were tiny, and she was adjusting them under a microscope.
"Wow, that would be a great device."
"I've been working on it for 2 weeks," said Marigold, "and with the help of the master mechanic, I think I've got something that will work. It may not work for all the animals, but it should work for some." With that, she picked up two of them that were complete and put them in her pocket. She said, "But let's go down to the River Festival." Saying goodbye to the master mechanic, who was working on another project, they walked down towards the river. The streets of the town were wet and the clouds had just cleared, and Marigold said, "I'm glad it's going to be sunny today. We've had terrible rain over the last week."
"Yes," said Earl.
"I could hardly go outside. It was pelting. They say that the rain might have been worse, even further up the country."
"Yes," said Marigold. "I heard that especially in the mountains, the rain came down in buckets. But now it's sunny, and it's supposed to be sunny for the entire river festival."
Then, as they arrived, they could see the bandstand, the places where they sold cotton candy, the games they had for kids, the rides that everybody wanted to go on, and the people playing down on the beach next to the river. Marigold said, "Earl, I'm going to go test out my zoo phones over there at the petting zoo, and I'll catch up with you in a little bit."
"Zoo phones?" said Earl. "What are those?"
Marigold held out the two tiny ear pods that she had just made. "I'm calling them zoo phones because I should be able to stick them in my ear and understand every animal in the zoo."
Earl nodded. "Okay.
We'll meet up in a little while. I'm going to go over there and look at the rides." Earl walked down along the beach, looking at the rides, seeing all the people, and enjoying the beautiful weather. He talked a little bit to Omar, who was going to go swimming, and he thought about taking a boat ride out along the river, when Marigold came running towards him. She did not look happy.
"Earl," she said, "Earl, we've got to do something."
"What's the problem, Marigold? I was thinking about taking a boat ride. Would you like to come?"
"No, Earl, there's a problem, and you've got to help me."
"What is it?"
"I've been listening to zoo phones, and they work great. I listened to some sheep, and they talked about how hot it was in their wool coats. I was listening to the horses about how heavy the saddles were. And then I heard some chatter from some birds that were sitting on a wire nearby."
"Well, that sounds great," said Earl. "It sounds like the zoo phones work perfectly."
"No, Earl, the zoo phones work great, but it's what the birds said that was the problem. The birds said that they had been flying all day and that they had flown from up in the country where the rains had been so hard. They talked about how all the rain had accumulated in the valleys of the mountains and how those valleys had joined other valleys which were full of water. And now there's a huge wave of water from all the rain coming down the river. And it will be here today."
"Wow," said Earl. "That'll be a sight to see, a big wave. I wonder if we should be in a boat when it comes."
"No," said Marigold, "that you don't understand. The wave of water will be 10 feet high and will come all of a sudden. And when it comes, it'll tip over all the boats and it'll wash everything close to the river, including all the area of the river festival with all those people."
Earl looked at her.
The wave will cover this entire area?"
And he waved at the hot dog stand and the pony ride, the ice cream center and the boat rentals.
"All this," he said, "will be covered up by the water and washed away?"
"Yes," said Marigold. "The birds said the huge wave was sweeping everything in front of it. And now, not only is there water on the way, but trees and parts of houses are with it.
The water wave will come and wash all this away unless we get these people out of here.
And not only that, said Marigold, it's going to be here this afternoon, so we have to hurry.
Earl said, Marigold, should we just start shouting at people to leave?
No, she said, I don't think that will do it.
No, said Earl, I guess when they ask us why, trying to tell them about the zoo phones might make them think we're just fooling them. Let's go see the mayor. He set up the festival. Maybe he'll be able to help us.
Off they ran to find the mayor, who was going to cut ribbons for a new dock on the river at the river festival. He was wearing a tall hat, had a beautiful coat and shiny shoes, and he was talking to some important men who were also in a coat and tie.
A policeman, standing nearby, saw the two children running towards him, and he put up his hands out and said, No playing here, kids. This is important business.
No, said Marigold, we have an emergency.
Yes, said Earl, we have to talk to the mayor.
No, said the policeman, the mayor's busy.
Earl looked at Marigold and he shifted to the right, as if he was going to go around the policeman to the right. As the policeman turned to the right to catch Earl, Marigold nodded at Earl and went around the left, before the policeman realized what they were doing.
Earl stopped and talked to the policeman and tried to explain to him that a tidal wave was coming down the river and everybody had to move up towards the town to avoid it.
How do you know this? Said the policeman.
Earl said, Because a little bird told Marigold.
The policeman laughed.
At the same time, Marigold was tugging on the coat of the mayor, saying, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Mayor, we have an emergency.
The mayor was talking to an important man. He looked at her and said, Marigold, it's nice to see you, but not now. Let's talk some other time.
No, said Marigold, it's important. There's an emergency.
When the mayor stopped talking and asked her about it, she said the same thing that Earl had. A massive water wave was coming down because of the rain and would be here this afternoon.
The mayor said, How do you know this?
And then she made the mistake of saying that she had invented a device that talked to birds, and the birds had told her, and he too laughed.
We'll talk again, Marigold, but I have important things to talk about with this man, and we'll hear about your talking birds some other time.
With that, Marigold and Earl were taken by the hand by the policeman and told to play someplace else.
Now what? Said Marigold. How do we convince them?
What about the master mechanic? Said Earl.
What can he do? Said Marigold. He'll believe me, but he still has to persuade the mayor that the birds are telling the truth.
What we need to do is have some entertainment, said Earl.
Yes, said Marigold. That's a good idea.
Walking and then running back up the hill through the town to the laboratory, Earl and Marigold discussed what distraction the master mechanic could make. When they arrived, they had reached a decision, and they burst into the lab, and they found the master mechanic working on a small device with a screwdriver and pliers and a big magnifying glass.
Marigold explained the problem of the massive wave that was coming down even as they spoke, and that it was going to wash away all the people if they stayed down next to the river.
Oh, my, said the master mechanic.
We'll need to go talk to the mayor.
I talked to the mayor, said Marigold, but he wouldn't listen. I think he feels the river festival is too important to make a change on the basis of just some conversation with the birds.
Yes, said the master mechanic, you're probably right.
Earl then said, But Marigold and I have come up with an idea. We think that what should happen is that you have an exceptional magic show on the edge of the park, above the steps which lead down to the area on the beach that will be wiped out.
A magic show?
Yes, said Earl. Just bring some of your devices that you made and give them a demonstration.
Yes, said Marigold, and I can help you do that.
Said the master mechanic. I do have a few things that people haven't seen yet. And maybe some fireworks, too, said Earl.
Yes, said the master mechanic. I have some fireworks that we didn't use last year. I could bring those, too.
Marigold said, We need to do it right now because the water is coming and it's going to wipe out everybody who's there.
Okay, said the master mechanic.
And with that, the three of them began to pack up the devices that the master mechanic pointed out and put them on a cart to take down to the river. By the time the wagon was down there and they were setting up on the edge of the high bank, He was an hour and a half later. That was only an hour left before Marigold thought the water wave would arrive. The master mechanic said, "I can set up the rest of this. You had better start telling people the magic show is going to start in an hour." So off they ran, shouting about the magic show to get people interested. Marigold went to the left, and Earl went to the right. Earl recruited some of his friends to shout about the magic show and how the amazing fireworks of the master mechanic would light up the sky even during the day. Sure enough, many of the people who had seen what the master mechanic could do started leaving the beach and heading up the stairs for the magic show. They had gotten many of the people to go, but there were lots of people who were perfectly happy playing near the water, eating cotton candy, and petting the horses. They weren't going to the magic show. Marigold met Earl and looked around and said, "Some of the people aren't going." "Yes," said Earl. I don't know how to make them. I told them about the magic show, but they said they didn't care about the magic show. I said, there might be a big wave coming through, and they said, good, I brought my swimsuit. "Oh, no," said Marigold. "They don't know that this is not the kind of wave that you can ride. This will be like an avalanche of water and wood, and it'll sweep everything away." "I don't know how to convince them," said Earl. "Need something that they really want to do." Both of them fell silent. Until Marigold snapped her fingers and said, "What about the melodic harmonium?" Earl nodded. "That will work," said Earl. "I'll get a wagon." "I'll get the harmonium," said Marigold, and they rushed away. In a few minutes, Marigold had found the harmonium among the materials that the master mechanic had brought. Earl brought a wagon that he had borrowed. They loaded it on the wagon with the battery, plugged it in, and took it down to the beach. Earl turned the harmonium dial up to 11. At volume 11, the melodic harmonium played music sweetly and persuasively, so much so that all who heard it started following him to hear their favorite song. Earl himself, now wearing earmuffs so that he could concentrate on what he was doing, along with Marigold, who was telling him which way to go, they walked back and forth along the beach and soon had everybody who could hear it falling behind them. They started trudging up the beach, and it was then that Marigold saw in the distance a white foam that was edging out onto the distant part of the river. She waved to Earl to hurry up and pointed up the river, where he too could now see a massive wave with foam and logs and wood being pushed before it, and he stepped up the pace and pulled the wagon up the ramp with all the people following it, and Marigold was pushing the wagon as they hurried to get it up the hill with the harmonium on it and the people behind it. They kept pulling it along to the upper street until the last kid and a fellow who was leading his horses, all nodding and smiling to the music, stepped onto the higher street. All of them were looking at the harmonium. Nobody was looking at the massive wave. It was rumbling down the river from one shore to the other, and it was heading straight towards the river festival and the beach. When they all had reached the top of it, Earl pulled the wagon further up the street to make sure that everybody was safe at the top. The wave crashed and arrived at the beach, and along the sides of the bank, trees, trunks, leaves, a wall of water swept over the beach and took everything but the sand with it. It scoured the stone wall where everybody was watching the magic show or listening to the harmonium as the water roared past. The sound of the wave hitting the wall was suddenly louder than the music, and people who had been listening looked away from the harmonium and were astounded that the water was suddenly so close to them. A moment before, they had seen 20 feet below them, and there had been a quiet river. Now, a few feet below them was a roaring, angry flood. They were so happy that they weren't going to get wet. The master mechanic gave a terrific performance of some of his magical machines, and at the end of it, while the melodic harmonium was playing at level 5, he gave a great fireworks performance that wrote words in the sky and celebrated the river festival. The mayor, who was trying to understand what had happened to the riverfront, was telling people that he had known about the wave coming all along, and that he thought the magic show was a great idea, and he was happy that he had arranged it. Earl, Marigold, and the master mechanic at the end of the day packed up all the magnificent machines along with the melodic harmonium and took the wagon back to the laboratory. The master mechanic looked at them both and said, "The two of you had a good plan, and it did a good job. Thank you for your hard work." Earl and Marigold nodded. They were happy with what they had done. The end.